And now, more tips with your host, Rebecca, on lifestyle improvement.
And remember that in our program, we present our opinion and the opinion of our guest, and is not to be interpreted as medical advice. Hello, and welcome again to Lifestyle Improvement. This is your host, Rebecca. Today we have with us Laura Barber. Laura is the director of NCOA Hunger Initiatives, that is the National Council on Aging. Laura has been so kind to give us her time today and come to speak to us about the work that they are doing. We had earlier Brandy that came and spoke to us about some of the stuff that the National Council on Aging is doing for the community and for the elder adults. And now we have Laura expanding on that and speaking about how 1 in 6 seniors in the U.S. are struggling with hunger. That's the kind of information that is quite mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is, Rebecca. It's really shocking to know that so many seniors are affected by hunger. Just to sort of clarify terms for the folks listening in, because they may hear a lot of different things, like what is food security versus hunger? So food security is a term that USDA, and that's the United States Department of Agriculture, uses. And the way that they define low food security and very low food security, I think are really important to understand, because once people kind of know the problem and how that they can spot it and can help their elder loved ones who might be experiencing food insecurity access some assistance to help with that. Mm-hmm. So USDA says low food security means that there's a reduced quality of food, variety of food, or desirability of the diet. And then even worse than that is very low food security, which means that there are multiple instances where a senior's eating patterns are disrupted and their food intake is reduced. So the question is, when you're looking at food security, is there sufficient food that the person, the individual, is able to access? Can it be accessed in culturally or socially acceptable ways? So are they able to access food in a way that is acceptable in their community? And is it food that is culturally appropriate? So that's food security. Hunger is a term used to describe a physiological condition, a physical condition that is maybe a result of food insecurity. And so those are kind of two terms that you'll hear used interchangeably here. Mm-hmm. And I will often use them interchangeably. And I don't want folks to be confused. So this is affecting a lot of seniors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in addition to the struggle of finding appropriate food and being able to eat the foods that they are used to, mm-hmm. and having enough food, nutritious food to be healthy. I mean, I think health and independence are really a big deal for older adults and for caregivers, right?
Right.
So when you have food insecurity and hunger, you know, that's going to impact an older adult's health, you know, things like muscle tone, bone density, balance, managing chronic diseases like diabetes, mm-hmm. and that's going to impact their ability to remain independent and live the way that they'd like to live, you know, in their own home and in the community for as long as they want to, and to be able to get down on the ground and play with their grandchildren, right. or go to church on Sunday and be able to walk to and from the doctor's office if they want to. All these things tie together.
Absolutely. And thank you for clarifying those terms and to make us aware that there is somewhat of a difference between those two issues. You've told us now what it means. And so what can we do to help?
Sure. Well, I think that for folks who are listening today, I think most people are fortunate enough to have older adults in their life that they care for. And so some of the things that you can look for if you may be concerned about an older adult, whether it's in your family or your neighbor or somebody that you know through church or through work, because a lot of older adults still work.
Correct.
Some of the things to look for are, you know, is this senior experiencing weight loss, sudden weight loss? Are they having difficulties chewing or swallowing? Sometimes with prescriptions as we get older, as people take certain medications that can affect their loss of appetite. So if you're helping your mom with her, she's got some new drugs for a condition, and you notice that she's losing her appetite, that's a risk factor for hunger. As we age, we lose spouses, we lose loved ones, and for some folks, that leads to depression. Mm-hmm. And, when you go from cooking for two, as you may have done your whole life, and you lose your partner, for a lot of people, cooking for one, just it's depressing. It makes mm-hmm. them sad. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it means that in the end, they don't eat the way that they should because it doesn't feel good to cook for just one person, and it's lonely to eat by themselves. Mm-hmm. You want to look at illness and how that might be affecting the ability of an older adult to prepare and eat food. And then financial trouble. So if you have an older adult in your life who you know is dealing with a foreclosure, or you know that maybe they've said to you, oh, I can't believe how much it costs to go to the doctor now. Maybe it's just a casual tossed off statement, but if it's somebody you know well and you think, this seems like there's a real issue here, that could be a risk factor for hunger. So I think the first step is knowing what to look for if you want to help the older adult in your life.
This is your host, Rebecca, and now we will take a short break and we will be right back with more ideas on lifestyle improvement.
Specialized approach to spinal care is what you will find in the Advanced Spinal Care Clinic in Graham, Washington. Here's Dr. Craig Lipinski explaining why Nuke Care is unlike any other treatment.
Our goal is that we're making a specialized correction to the skull, the atlas, and the neck of each individual that is custom made or custom and specific created to get them healthy and then have them stay that way.
One of only 23 board certified NUCA practitioners in the world, Dr. Craig Lipinski offers you care that can significantly impact your health in positive ways.
This week we've seen somebody in here who's had a 50 point drop in blood pressure by having the skull, atlas, and neck corrected to a proper position.
To find out more about how NUCA Care can change your life, visit www.nuccawashington.com or call 253-445-8181.
I think the first step is knowing what to look for if you want to help the older adult in your life.
Fantastic. That's very well said. And to give us the idea that there are signs that you can kind of keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. And as a caregiver, you're already going through so many of the stresses of trying to deal with the day-to-day. And to add, of course, not having enough food, it's really quite mm-hmm. concerning. And to think about the fact that many seniors would go hungry with so many programs that are available is somewhat difficult to understand. Tell us a little bit more.
One of the biggest barriers is that many older adults just simply do not know that there are programs out there. And a lot of older adults are living in isolation, and they may feel that they are the only person who's having this problem, that it's unique, that it's something that they may feel shame. Right. They may not really know where to turn to. But there are many programs available to help an older adult who's struggling with food insecurity and hunger. Mm-hmm. Some that you probably have heard of are Meals on Wheels, mm-hmm. or the kind of more general term is home-delivered meals. Another one is called Congregate Dining, and those are meals that are served at senior centers or community centers. And then the third source, and one that is particularly near and dear to me, is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, mm-hmm. and that's SNAP, and it's what we used to call food stamps. And older adults have the lowest participation rate of any group in the SNAP program, and there's a lot of reasons for that. They don't know that the program exists. They don't know that they might be eligible or how to apply. They might feel that stigma and shame associated with being on accessing this kind of assistance. And then just the transportation, you know, knowing how to get to the office if they need to go to the office, and feeling very isolated when they look at the, when they're feeling hunger, they're struggling to make ends meet. And that's a time when you're, you know, to then say, okay, now I'm going to go find these programs. It's such a challenge. Right. And I think that's where a caregiver can be really helpful, mm-hmm. even an informal caregiver. It doesn't have to be a formal relationship. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that everybody listening to this should know that you're not alone, that there are a lot of people going through this, and that there are organizations and websites available to you to help you step through and access these benefits. So the National Council on Aging has two types of initiatives that deal with these hunger programs. One is our SNAP enrollment initiative. This is something that we're doing with support from Walmart Foundation. And with their help, we're in the second year, and we're working with 30 organizations across the country. And they're providing one-on-one SNAP assistance to older adults to help them enroll into SNAP. In the first year of this initiative, the organizations we worked with helped more than 30,000 seniors apply for SNAP.
That's amazing.
Now, it is. It is. And those benefits that they help seniors find, in 1 year alone, we estimate to be worth $43.5 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of seniors being able to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, and I think folks might be interested to know this, that every dollar that you spend when you have this SNAP benefit generates about $1.80 of additional economic activity in your community.
Wow.
Because it goes to the grocery store, mm-hmm. it goes to the farmer, goes to the folks who ship the food. So it really helps, you know, in mm-hmm. your community support businesses. Mm-hmm. Now, we also have some organizations we work with called Benefits Enrollment Centers, and I think Brandy might have told you a little bit about those. They're helping older adults access SNAP mm-hmm. and a holistic array of benefits to help with medical costs and other things like that. And then for folks who feel comfortable going online and have access to the internet, you can go to our SNAP access portal, and the web address for that is www.benefitscheckup.org/get SNAP. And when you go there, you can do a little screening. It's very simple and quick. Find out if you're eligible for SNAP. And it will also tell you if there are other benefit programs that you might be eligible for. You can also, if you're like me and you want to see what that application looks like, you mm-hmm. just pick your state and the right application for you. And you can download that really easily and just see what the questions look like. And I think for a lot of folks, that just demystifies the process. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you can get in touch with a local organization, reach out to your county office, and start that process.
This is your host, Rebecca. And now we will take a short break, and we will be right back with more ideas on lifestyle improvement.
In today's competitive business environment, it's essential to gain the trust of your customers. Connecting a face to your business, whether online or elsewhere, helps audiences personalize you and your business. With Naomi Art Photography, your headshots will be personalized to positively represent you as the professional you are. For more information, visit www.naomiartphotography.com. That's www.naomiartphotography.com or call 877-957-7387, extension 102. Take your business to the next level and schedule your session today.
For folks who feel comfortable going online and have access to the internet, you can go to our SNAP access portal, and the web address for that is www.benefitscheckup.org /getsnap. And when you go there, you can do a little screening. It's very simple and quick. Find out what you if you're eligible for SNAP. And it will also tell you if there are other benefit programs that you might be eligible for. You can also, if you're like me and you want to see what that application looks like, you just pick your state and the right application for you. And you can download that really easily and just see what the questions look like. And I think for a lot of folks, that just demystifies the process. And then you can get in touch with a local organization, reach out to your county office, and start that process.
Fantastic. So how can a family caregiver help their senior or just a loved one that is in need in order to make sure that they're eligible by following those steps?
So you can check your eligibility by doing a quick screening. I think it's less than 10 questions at benefitscheckup.org/getsnap. You can download the right application for you or connect to your state's online application. The Administration for Community Living, which provides the aging services, and has a website also called eldercarelocator.gov, and you can find similar information there. They also have a hotline.
Can you repeat that?
The Administration on Aging provides information on local service providers at www.eldercarelocator.gov. It's good to know if you're a caregiver and you know that you're working with, you have an older adult in your life who's struggling with hunger, you know, and you're talking with them about some of these programs, some of the things that are useful to know about a program like SNAP, because a lot of seniors really don't know that this valuable program is out there,
right.
or they have some misconceptions based on outdated information. So they should know the average monthly benefit last year was $113 a month for an older adult.
Wow.
That shocks people because they have a different picture in their mind from back maybe 30, 40 years ago. You know, some folks get less, some folks get more, you know, but the average was $113 a month. And what happens once you apply and you're approved, so the application process, you submit your application, the gross income limit, so the income limit basically for a household of two people was about $1,700 a month. But if you are over 60 or you're living with a disability, you may still qualify if your income is higher than that if you have high out-of-pocket medical expenses. Mm-hmm. And a lot of seniors listening maybe take multiple medications, you go to the doctor's office frequently, you've installed maybe you have to install an adaptive device like a ramp in your home. These are all things that can help, that can be deductions and help you qualify for SNAP. And many people think, well, I have a house, I can't qualify. Your house is not counted. The house you live in is not counted as an asset. The car you drive is not counted as an asset. So these are all things to kind of help people understand that you apply, you get the benefit. It's loaded onto what looks like a debit card. Nobody knows you're using it at the grocery store. And your caregiver can be an authorized representative to go shopping for you. So if you have mobility issues, you aren't comfortable going to the grocery store because of a physical condition, you can have a family member or a caregiver authorized to use your card on your behalf.
That's great.
Yes, and many, many, many grocery stores are authorized to accept this card. So it's accessible, it's valuable, and so many seniors, you know, the funny thing is, if I told you, the minimum benefit is $15 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If I told you there was a coupon that you could clip for $15 in the Sunday Circular, you would clip it, right?
I would.
Right? And everybody listening to this would clip it,
sure,
because that's a good deal. So even if you qualify for just the minimum amount, that's going to give you, you know, that's 5 pounds of chicken.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a gallon of milk every week.
Mm-hmm.
You can save up your benefit for up to 12 months. So maybe, you know, you want to save it up for a couple months and, you know, do a big shopping trip. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't disappear at the end of the month. So I think these are things that a lot of people don't know about the SNAP program, you know, but for an older adult who, you know, as people get older and they're living on a fixed income and cost of living rises, they stop buying things that they like, that are healthy, that support the good health that they want and that they need to live independently. So they're not buying fresh carrots, you know, they're not buying fresh green beans, you know, and they're switching to canned, which has higher sodium. And that's not great if you've got hypertension. So this is all part of a big health picture for the savvy, healthy senior. And older adults might be, and actually anybody would be interested in knowing that you can use SNAP to purchase seeds that can be used to grow food. So if you grew up gardening or you've gardened your whole life, you can use your SNAP benefits and buy carrot seeds. You can buy kale seeds. You can buy rhubarb seeds, you know, and plant that, harvest it yourself. And that's food that you can, that you've grown and you've gotten a little help to put those seeds in the ground. So, it's valuable and it really does make a difference for seniors who are food insecure or feeling hungry.
You know, Laura, I think it's very important to remember the concept of a happy, healthy senior, because a happy, healthy senior is going to be independent a lot longer, and therefore that will be easier and better for the family in general.
I think about my grandmother, you know, and all of the skills that she had to raise five children and manage a household for 60 years. All of those skills if you have the skills to access the help that's out there, you know, and I say that to people, and I said, when I used to work directly one-on-one with clients, I said, you know how to do this. That's the message I would say to folks listening is you have the skills to do this, and there's help out there to ensure that the senior in your life or that you are happy and healthy.
And thank you so much, Laura, for coming to speak to us today about the Hunger Initiative and the NCOA, the National Council on Aging. Laura Barber, the director of the National Council on Aging Hunger Initiative, we really appreciate your time in coming to explain this information to all of us as caregivers. It's definitely powerful information and very, very valuable. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. And we thank you for listening to Lifestyle Improvement today. We hope that this information will be helpful to you and your family as well. And remember that in our program, we present our opinion and the opinion of our guest, and it's not to be interpreted as medical advice.
Specialized approach to spinal care is what you will find in the Advanced Spinal Care Clinic in Graham, Washington. Here's Dr. Craig Lipinski explaining why Nuke Care is unlike any other treatment.
Our goal is that we're making a specialized correction to the skull, the atlas, and the neck of each individual that is custom made or custom and specific created to get them healthy and then have them stay that way.
One of only 23 board certified NUCA practitioners in the world, Dr. Craig Lipinski offers you care that can significantly impact your health in positive ways.
This week we've seen somebody in here who's had a 50 point drop in blood pressure by having the skull, atlas, and neck corrected to a proper position.
To find out more about how NUCA Care can change your life, visit www.nuccawashington.com or call 253-445-8181.
Thank you for tuning in to Lifestyle Improvement. Today's guest was Laura Barber, the director of the National Center on Aging Hunger Initiative. If you'd like to find out more about Laura, the National Center on Aging and the Hunger Initiative, or any of the other fantastic resources available from the National Center on Aging, please visit the National Center on Aging website at www.ncoa.org. That is www.ncoa.org. If you would like to advertise with us, please give us a call at 877-957-7387, extension 101. That again is 877-957-7387, extension 101. Or send us an email to producer@lifestyleimprovement.com. That again is producer@lifestyleimprovement.com. And don't forget to tune in again next week for more tips on lifestyle improvement.